something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah. The gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. For it is the righteousness of God. See, in it, it says, in the 17th verse, Romans chapter 1, it says, for in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. In other words, it's unveiled. The righteousness of God, which man could not attain, is unveiled in the gospel. From faith to faith. And only a righteous man can act righteously. Until you are righteous, God will be remiss to expect righteous acts from you. You can only expect a dog to bark. You don't expect a cat to bark. It's natural for a dog to bark. It's natural for a righteous man to do righteous things. And so, he gives us because we grow. You know, when you were a baby, you didn't start behaving like a full adult at once, did you? Talk to me. I mean, as soon as you were born, you started running around. You got your suit on. Was that what happened to you? And you sat down and greeted your mom and you started eating by yourself? Was that what happened to you? And you told your mom to get into the car, you're going to drive her home? Was that what happened to you? You couldn't even sit. It took a while before you began to sit down. And a while before you started learning to stand. And then learning to work. Now imagine if when you were still creeping, somebody came to visit your mother and saw you creeping and said, hey, madam, is this what you gave birth to? It's an animal. Would that person have been right? When you started learning to walk, you fell several times. As you tried to walk, you fell. You tried to walk, you fell. And you climbed the wrong places and fell. And broke some things and destroyed some things. Not because you wanted to. You didn't know better. If mom and dad at home were patient enough to help you grow, what about Papa God in heaven? Hallelujah. Do you think that he doesn't mind? You think he doesn't take notice of the fact that you are in a place like this when you could have been doing some dumb thing outside? He knows you want him. That's why you're in a meeting like this. So when you think about your Heavenly Father, think of somebody who loves you so dearly. So, so much. In the Old Testament, he said to them, your sins. He said, the Lord's hand is not shutting that it cannot save. His ear is not heavy that it cannot hear. He said, but your sins and your iniquities have separated between you and your God. In the New Testament... You know, I know some people preach that. You know, they preach that to Christians. They preach that in their churches. And, you know, they think it's nice. so they can use it to correct them. Well, anybody can threaten anybody, but it's not, still not going to work. You cannot be separated from Jesus. The Bible says you are one spirit with him. You understand? He is in your place, and you are in his place. On earth, you represent him. In heaven, he represents you. We are one with him, inseparable. He is the head, and we are the body. The Bible says we are members of his flesh. We are members of his body. We are members of his bones. Then he says, don't you know that the members of your body, that means your hands, your legs, you understand? The members of your body, says, don't you know that they are the members of Christ? Now that's another revelation. That the very members of your body are the members of Christ. Most of us have never thought about it. You know, many don't know who a Christian really is. They don't know. Many Christians don't know who they are. You can't blame them too much. The preachers themselves, they're not sure. A lot of them are not sure who a Christian really is. I wish you would discover who you are. You are the light of the world. Hallelujah. Do you know what that means? You give direction to the world. Do you know what that means? You are the one that gives spiritual knowledge to the world. Do you know what that means? Hallelujah. Without you, they cannot see. He says, you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. You are the reason for the earth being preserved. And it's not because we are many. Yeah, God cares about numbers. That's for sure. But it depends on the context. If you were the only Christian on earth, he still would care. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's one of the reasons we need to understand our calling today. See, as long as you are concerned about your job and about your body, you know, your job, you want a good job, you want more money, you want to be well, you want something for your kids and something for your spouse and something for your family members and so on and so forth. You're so concerned about yourself. You cannot minister in Christ. You must learn to look away from yourself. The selfish faith life that a lot of Christians have developed is offensive to God. But many don't know it. Paul said, all things are yours. So stop asking for anything for yourself. But when you don't know, you pray about the house, you pray about the car, you pray about money, you keep asking God for all these kind of things. I never have to ask God for money. And I can't get broke. Hallelujah. You don't need to ask for any of those things. They're all yours. Learn to swim in God's abundance by taking your mind away from needs. You see, there are two kinds of people as far as walking in prosperity and abundance is concerned. The one group thinks of supply, the other thinks of needs. So some are needs conscious, some are supply conscious. I'm supply conscious. I'm supply conscious. Say it again with me. Are you supply conscious? You know, I need money, I need furniture, I need a car, I need. You know, they are so need conscious that their needs have become their God. Every time they bow down to pray, they're talking about their needs. They have their prayer requests with their needs. What a shame. Babies make such requests. You know what the Bible says in the book of James? It says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not. It says, let him ask of God. If any lack wisdom, babies lack wisdom. He didn't say, all of you lack wisdom, therefore ask of God. He said, if you lack wisdom, you don't have to lack it. So the babies lack wisdom, and so they go, oh God, you said you're going to give us wisdom. So in the name of Jesus, oh, I'm asking for wisdom, and I'm asking in faith. Nothing wavering. You know, James says, he that wavereth should not expect anything from God. So the babies lack wisdom, and they're forever asking. But the men have come to understand 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30. Christ has been made unto us wisdom. He is my wisdom. I cannot lack wisdom. He is my wisdom. You see that? And I walk in the light of it. He is my wisdom. Wisdom in dealing with men. Wisdom in functioning at my work. Wisdom everywhere I go. Wisdom every step that I take. Wisdom in my finances. Wisdom in investments. Oh, I walk in the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Christ is my wisdom. You see, but the babe has to claim, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Is any sick among you? Let him call for those that have enough sense to know. That Christ has become their health. You see that? Christ is my health.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back. The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org. For an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Sweden, the nearest VAG 6-1-19147, behind Sollentuna, Hantverkhus. Worship with us on Sundays, 11 a.m. and Wednesdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimonies with us, please call 0046 773-733-0570. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@loveworld360.com.
Christ is made wisdom to me. Christ has been made health unto me. How do you know he's been made health unto you? Very simple. He said, if the spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead lives in you, he'll vitalize your mortal body. That's health. So he has been made my health. So Christ is my wisdom, and Christ is my health, and Christ is my strength, and Christ is my ability. That's why Paul said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He says, Christ in you, you've got it made. If you have him in you, everything is cool. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to his holy name forever. And so I said, we have to understand our ministry. The Christian has a ministry. The believer has a ministry. Those that do not recognize their ministry are the ones looking for counseling everywhere. They're the ones asking for prayer when they ought to be the ones praying. You have some Christians and they say, well, you know, I'm very weak in prayer. Who told you? You're like Adam. Adam, where are you? I heard your voice and I found out I was naked. I hid myself. God said, who told you you're naked? Did you do the wrong thing? Yeah. I'm very weak in prayer. Who told you? Who told you? It's Satan. Every time you want to pray, he'll say, you know you're weak in prayer. You can't pray for long. 2 minutes and you're all right, okay? And he stands beside you. Father, in the name of Jesus. Somebody said, what do you pray about that you pray for so long? In 5 minutes, I finish my own. So what do you pray about? How can it be so long? Oh, because they don't understand prayer. They think prayer is, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for my father, I pray for my mother. For my wife, or for my husband. For my son and for my daughter. I pray for my friends, I pray for those at work. Thank you, Father, for directing us today and giving us good health. Amen, in Jesus' name. Not up to 1 minute. He's done. He says, what else will you ask for? Everything is okay. They don't understand prayer. Prayer is not only asking God for something. Prayer is not only asking God for something. The Bible says that he has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. We are priests. It is the office of a priest to offer sacrifices, gifts and sacrifices to God. Let me show you something. Are you ready? Book of Psalms. 69. Psalm 69. In him we live and move and have our being. In him we live and move and have. Praise God. Is that your confession? Come on, is that your confession? That's my confession. In him I live and move and have my being. Hallelujah. Psalm 69. I'm reading to you from verse 30. David wrote this psalm. And it says here, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Did you see that? He says, I'll praise the name of God with a song. I'll magnify him with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hoofs. He says, to worship him, to praise him, and to give thanks to him will please God more than the sacrifices of bulls and goats. David knew it. Yet in his day, they had to offer those sacrifices. Let me show you another revelation that they got. This was a revelation that David had. Turn to the book of Hosea. Oh, now you're looking for the table of contents. All right, good. Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea. Some said the name is Hosea. Say, Hosea. And the guy said, open the book of Hosea. I said, what? So some of you may like to call it Hosea. But names are what we say they are. Some say Daniel. Some say Daniel. So, depends on how it sounds good with you. It's not your name anyway. All right. Hosea chapter 14, and I want to read from verse 1. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Then it says, take with you words. Ooh, do I like this? Do I like this? He says, take with you words and turn to the Lord, say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. Did you hear what he said? What do you mean by calves of our lips? It's another way of saying we'll render the bulls of our lips. The goats of our lips. In other words, we'll use our mouth to give you sacrifices. They had that revelation. He said, take with you words and proclaim unto God, and we shall render the calves of our lips. You know, I like a certain translation, the way it puts it when Daniel was praying. Can you turn to the book of Daniel? Daniel chapter number 6. Daniel chapter 6. Now I want to read to you from verse number 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. The net translation says, he offered prayers. He offered prayers and gave thanks. He offered prayers. And that perfectly describes what happened there. Because there, he wasn't just asking for something. You know, give me this and give me that and give me the other one. No, he offered prayers. There's a difference between praying and asking to receive something. And when you offer prayers, when you offer prayers, you are offering prayer of thanksgiving or prayer of prophecy. That's or prayer of intercession. That's reaching out to touch lives in other places apart from yourself. Prayers that worship God. You talk about His greatness. You proclaim His beauty. This is one reason why a lot of us don't know how we should pray. Because we don't know the content of the prayer. So we're asking, I had 5 items I wanted to pray about, and I prayed about all of them, so I've got to go. What do you mean you got 5 items? So all we know is writing prayer requests, and I need this and need that. Sometimes you ask some people to pray and say, well, right now I don't need anything, so I don't think I need to pray. So they feel like God is something to be used to get something else. No, God is a rational being. One to relate with. He says Daniel offered prayers. He prayed 3 times a day when he heard the decree of Darius the king. And the Bible says he prayed 3 times a day as he did before. It wasn't a new thing with him. as he did before. He opened his window toward Jerusalem according to the blessing that was given to Solomon. That if they were in bondage, if they were in trouble anywhere in the world, and they turned toward Jerusalem and prayed, God said he would hear their prayer. And so he opened his window toward Jerusalem and prayed three times a day, morning, noon, and night. He offered prayers unto God. It is our solemn and sovereign responsibility as Christians to come into this ministry of prayer. We have to understand that it is not optional. When we feel like it and when we don't feel like it, we have to stop being so concerned about our own needs in coming to the ministry of prayer that's given to every believer. Otherwise, we are going to be held responsible for the things that we should have prayed about and we didn't pray. The Bible says judgment will begin at the house of God. So he's going to require it of us. He's going to ask us, what did we do about such and such a case? So as individuals and as a ministry, we must learn to pray. So there has to be a change. Our faith life has to go higher. We can't stay in those beggarly elements of asking for this and that and the other until we have come so low to be asking God for food for the day. We've come so low. Now we can testify, I have no food, I have no money, and I pray to God, and now before long, the food came. Baby testimonies. And we think it's spiritual to talk like that. There was a brother, and he didn't have any money, and he didn't have any food, and he just prayed inside his house, and he asked God for food, and in 5 minutes, somebody just came knocking at the door, and they brought food for him. Babyish testimonies. How long are you going to be there? It reminds me of what Elijah said to the people of Israel. He said, how long shall ye halt between two opinions? I don't know if you ever understood what he said. He said, how long shall you halt between two opinions? If Baal is God, serve him. If Jehovah is God, serve him. But he said, halting between two opinions. In other words, they were limping between two opinions.
We trust you were blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Sweden, Linnaeusväg 61-19147, behind Sollentuna, Hantverkhus. Worship with us on Sundays, 11 a.m. and Wednesdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimonies with us, please call 0046-73-733-0570 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@loveworld360.com.